Third day, Parshas Be'elos Cha, Shir Yod Ches.
Yo, Rabbi Yisai. Reshus, my shver. Sein gesund. Thank you for coming. We're holding over here in a sugya. Wow, it's such a complex sugya. There's so many interesting details over here to the sugya. The sugya starts. He wanted to lower the sukkah. Why did he want to lower the sukkah? Not just because it's more comfortable, because above 20 is possible, because we paskin like chachamim. The cooler, whatever that is, mishum de butla daite itzel kol adam. It doesn't work. Even if he's mevatel, it doesn't work. Butla daite itzel kol adam. I see what that means. Teven ubitloi have a miut. But if it's teven ubitloi, it's going to work. V'kol shken offer ubitloi. Then Gemara gets into a shaila teven rein also the fanoisa offer stam machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabbanim. We'll get into that later. Akoponim. In other words, there's such a thing mefrana musig fun miut. There's such a miut can work. It just depends what you're memayit with. So how long is this bittel or this miut? How long is he planning on doing it for? I've got the bitloy. Over here we saw, there's a machlokes over here between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ritva and other Rishonim. Start Rashi on the bottom. Rashi says, "Hoyse kavam me'asim piskei shmuay sein shakol b'nei yeshiva shayim b'mejoshu shorav ashi shesidroy gomor." I don't know what Rashi's doing exactly. I never saw this before. My shvir knows much more of Shas than I do, so then he would maybe know. Is this what? It's not like we never find kashas. Gemara is asking, saying, what would be in this case? The Gemara Rashi's like, oh, this, you want to know what's going on over here? I'm not sure what Rashi's doing. Piskei Shmuel's Hain. I'm not sure. We discussed it yesterday. Maybe we'll get back to it a little. I'm not sure. Bolamayt alamayt goyva chalolo mecha finoisin bakarkois of lehagabia. You're putting it on the karka, on the floor, lehagabia. He's coming lemayt chalolo mecha. The chalala sukkah is above 20. You want to be mamayt the chalala sukkah. Lo having me. It says, Rashi Shane Tsoifel aniachsham calls Zayin. Mepne hefsit memoiner. It says, you know why you're not going to leave? You know why the miyat doesn't work? Because you're not going to leave it there. You're not going to leave it there. Ain't so well in Yechsham, because maybe they have said moment, even though if he's intending on leaving it there, but the Maisa, he's not going to be able to control himself. He's going to pick it up. It's Carmen Sasois. They don't belong on the floor. Vavagavde Batlinu says Rashi, the call Shiva. But La Daita is a call Adam Vain Bitulai Bittel. So what does Rashi say? Even though you're Mavatl, the call Shiva, Rashi's Mashma, how long does a Bittel have to be? 7 days. And the next Rashi also says Tevin or Bitla Bipiv Leshiva or Tevin. Then it's going, the Koshkin offer Bitla is going to be good. So what do we see in Rashi Klor? The Bitla has to be only for 7 days. However, if you look,
does it have to be minimum 7 days? Or has to be, what if you decide to do it on the second day?
It has to be, and you need a sukkah haroi l'shiva. So if he only does it on the second day, then it would have to be for the remainder of the sukkah. Right, the sukkahs, yeah. 7 days. The chayra. However, the other Rishonim seem to argue. Other Rishonim, the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Chananel, they say that it has to be La'olam. The Bittah has to be La'olam. What?
You're allowed to do this in the middle of Sukkos, or it has to be before Sukkos?
Are you allowed to build a Sukkah in the middle of Sukkos?
You have the Sukkah, and then the second day Sukkah, you decide to raise the floor. You have to do that in the middle of Sukkos.
Well, it's like building a Sukkah.
Kosher doesn't matter.
It wasn't kosher before now.
It's like building a Sukkah, I guess. Yeah. The Rishonim say that it means that you're doing it La'olam. Rabbeinu Chananel says in the side of the Gemara, "Hoisa gavaya mechaf amu umiyata bekar muksasas avigav de bitlan loy have a miut de butla daite itzel kol adam shein adam nois in kar muksasas mokum afro vavonim teven o bitloy have a miut de kol shein afro bitlo kegoin shehiskim shalitla misham le'oilam." He says loy machloikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ritva if it's loyilam relish. The Rishonim bring compelling rayas to Rashi. The Ran brings a raya from the sugya of in Oyalos. The sugya in Oyalos, by Ganagir to Tuma, it says that you could be a person can be mevatel a kri. A kri is oichlin. Now you be mevatel an oichlin in order that you should. I don't want to go into all the details of how you're doing it exactly, but what you're coming to do is you're coming to it's maneuver the Tuma. Or not maneuver the Tumah. And you do that through being Mevatel the Kri. Now says the Ran, can you be Mevatel Oichlin Lo'olam? Why not? The same way in our Sugya we said, that you can't be mavatal karmic sasas loilam. Why? Because hefsid mammon batla daita it's a kol adam. So you can't be mavatal eichel also loilam. You can't leave eichel there for loilam. What's eichel meant to be done? Eaten. So for sure you can't mavatal loilam. So what is the Gemara? What does it mean the Mishnah Oilas? Obviously you only mavatal lisman. What?
Rocket.
The what?
Rocket.
Right.
The Red Bubber. Said yeah. There are a bunch of cases of food over there.
Right.
And Rashi says, oh, no, that's what the Red Bubber is. If the Red Bubber brings us a raya, that...
Right. That it's loilam.
Yeah, from that case by Rocket.
Where it says that it is loilam.
Yeah, and those are talking about ochel.
Talking about that you're not mevatel with the ochel. The ochel's inside. You mevatel it.
Mevatel the ochel to make the halal.
And the rukik is an eichel?
Yeah.
Is itself an eichel? Oh, it's a kika. It's a rakika. Okay, so I have to see what this is. One of the rayas that the Ran brings over here.
What does that mean?
We're assuming it means lailam. It's not your sukkah. This is talking about the carbon sauces.
He's not going to keep it there forever.
No, maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Maybe a creed.
Maybe it will, maybe it won't.
He's being maskim to keep it there forever. He's not going to.
He's not maskim to keep it there forever. If we're assuming the oilam means loilam, then he's not. He's not maskim. Then loilam means loilam. That's what it seems like.
Let's say he sugar's on his porch. It means he has to leave the hay on the porch.
That's
forever.
Right. Right. That's correct. That's correct. That is correct. That's what it seems like. The Rush brings another raya. The Rush brings a raya in a get to Shabbos, which speaks about a charitz. It's being mafsik between two reshuyos, and it says also over there that it's a double that's nital b'Shabbos is not going to be mafsik. Double she'ena nital b'Shabbos is mafsik. What do I see? I only need it to be there for Shabbos. It also doesn't have to be the loilam, because there you're talking about making a hefsik for Shabbos, so it's Shabbos. You're talking about making over here a miut for Sukkos. It's going to be for Sukkos. So it seems like the Rishonim are siding with Rashi and saying that I have rayas that the bittul only has to be for 7 days.
According to Ben Chananel, if you take it down after Sukkos, it's going to be a problem.
Again, if you originally meant it to be loilam and you're nimlach. But if you're just joking, then it's not going to work. I'm going to say loilam, but I don't mean it. It's not going to work. Loilam means loilam. We'll see why. We'll see why. We'll see in a second. Okay, give me a few seconds. What do you mean?
By the Ran's raya to Rashi, by the decree.
Yeah.
That blibes loilam. For food, that's loilam.
What is that? What do you mean?
Certain things need a longer amount of time.
Ran's assuming not like that. He's bringing a raya, not like the Rebbe Nochanan saying it doesn't have to be loilam, just to be for as long as the tumah is there.
Even if you're learning that it's being mevatel loilam, it's being mevatel to the sukkah loilam. So as long as the sukkah is here, it's mevatel.
Okay, so that's a shaila if that's true, but it sounds like the Rishonim are understanding not like that, because the Rishonim are being mechalik between. You're saying there's really no difference between two. Yeah, so the Rishonim seem to be learning not like that. The Ritva seems to be learning not like that. There's a difference between a bittul loilam and bittul shiva. So we'll have to see what. In other words, maybe loilam is lav dafka. These rayas, all the Rishonim are bringing rayas not like the Ritzvah. They all seem to be learning not like that the Ritzvah means loilam, loilam, right? The Raya of the Rush, the Raya of the Raya. You're saying all the rayas is not really rayas because maybe it doesn't really mean loilam. Loilam just means loilam for the extent, the length of the sukkah. Could be. I'll call upon him. We'd like to suggest differently. As follows. We said yesterday an interesting shaila from the Me'iri. We're going to answer the kasha, these kashas on. The Rush on the Rabbein Chananel and the Ritzvah with the side of the Me'iri. We said the Me'iri yesterday asked a question. He asked, I don't get how Me'it's going to help if the Defanois Lamaisa are above 20. The Defanois are above 20. So I raised the Mokom Yeshiva of the Sukkah. Okay, but how does that help? Let's see. If you're going like Rav Zera and you have to sit in a tzel, I understand. The Mokom Yeshiva of the Sukkah is now less than 20. If I'm going like the Pshat of Rabbah, which is that Eleman Yedu, I have to sit in a place with Shalta Be'ena, I understand. Because now the place that you're sitting is Shalta Be'ena. But if you go like Rava, if we go like Rava, Rava says the Vart is that it has to be that the Defanois are Arai. So how does it help that I've raised up the Mokum Yeshiva of the Sukkah? The Defanois are still Defanois of Kva. This is the question of the Rif. And the Rif says, because of that, some people say that this Sugya is Bechlal not Aliba Dehilchasa. And even the Rif didn't really want to bring it in the beginning and only at the end decided to put it in. But it sounded like the Rif was not so comfortable that these are even Halachas, because they're not Nogeh if we pass like Rava. says the Meiri, aye, but there are people that do paskin that way. The Gedolei HaMechabrim do bring it. The Gedolei HaMechabrim. So he says, you know why? The Miot here, says the Rif. The Miot that we're talking about is Royin as a Miot Kekarka Gomor. Royin as a Miot Kekarka Gomor. And that's the Tam. The time why now Eloi a karka and him says the fanus ain't a gavoyus. Now that this is karka, the doifin is not anymore 21 amas. The doifin starts by the karka. The same way we understand if doifin goes higher than your schach, that's irrelevant. If doifin goes lower than the floor of your sukkah, it's irrelevant. So how big is your doifin now? If I've now raised the floor, I didn't raise the yeshiva of the sukkah. I raised the floor of the sukkah. So the Ritva is being mechadish, the Meiri is being mechadish to us. Royin es amiyot kekarka gomor. And now that it's karka, says the Meiri, now I understand that the fanas aren't 20. So in other words, the Meiri was saying there's two different ways of understanding the miyot in our sugya. Either I could understand the miyot, all I'm doing is, I'm just raising the mokum yeshiva. In other words, I'll say in a different nusach, I'm being memayit the halal hasukkah. All I'm doing is being memayit the halal hasukkah. The Lashon of Rashi. Rashi starts off and says, what's the problem? Bo lemayeta, lemayet goiva chalolo michof. I have to mayet the halal. I got to get rid of this. There's too much airspace. So I'm being mayet the halal. What am I doing? I'm stuffing it up. Or you can understand, says the Meiri, that you're raising the floor of the sukkah. Now you're making that the miyot is kikarka gamor. This is karka mamish. It's a different shot. Ebaze, says the Meiri, then I could understand why the defanas are now less. Kenzain, this is going to be the machlokes over here. We'll start with this. We can perhaps for the pshat of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ritva. How is that? If we're saying the miyot over here is doing something totally different than the miyot in other places. When I'm talking about being memayit by tuma, for example, all I need to do is I have to make a blockage. Do I have to make it part of the wall? Does it have to become part of the house? Or just that there's a blockage there? If I just need to make a blockage, so then avada can be temporary as long as it's blocked. As long as I've made that there's no halal. That there's no opening. So therefore, a temporary halal, enochanami, I only need it to be temporary. But over here, I'm trying to make this into karka. How do I make something karka? Only lo'ilom. I'm a vatalit lo'ilom. That's to make it karka gomor. Karka gomor we want to make.
How does it help you for abzira, though? The feed Rashi's pshat.
Hold on a second. What was your question, Dovi?
So is the Meiri in essence saying that it's as if your walls are sunk into the ground?
Yes. Yes.
So why is that not keva?
It might be keva. It's not different than mechitzah shel barzel. We spoke about it last night. The ma'isa, I don't need my walls. That down there is not part of my walls. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant what's down there. That's not part of my sukkah.
I'm not saying it's a problem in the din of the walls. I'm saying it's a problem in the way you're building your sukkah. You're building it in a very keva.
That's not a problem because mechitzah shel barzel is also keva. That's what the Ritva says. Kol sheyochol asoyse arai, kashav kishos asoyse keva.
The material is keva.
Doesn't make a difference. The Meiri doesn't make a difference. The maisa, this sukkah could be, the defanos that are here could very well be arai. So therefore it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't bother us. Reb Zeira says the problem is because of tzel.
If you're raising the floor, so of course you're going to be sitting in tzel sukkah now because it's over 20 amas.
Yeah.
If you're merely making the chalal less,
so now
you still have a problem down at 20 amas. You have a sukkah over 20 amas.
There's no chalal less than 20 amas. The makom yeshiva of the sukkah is above that. I don't sit down there. So it's not a problem.
So if it's sukkah over 20 amas, then you would somehow sit in the middle of the sukkah.
The yeshiva of the sukkah, not if you would sit. The yeshiva of the sukkah. I say sukkah should take yeshiva soy. The yeshiva, this is the yeshiva of the sukkah now. Because that part of the sukkah is blacked out. I made a black hole in the bottom of my sukkah. That's not the yeshiva of the sukkah anymore.
Why is there a difference between the two opinions? I don't understand the difference.
What do you mean?
The sukkah, if it's more than 20 amas, it's possible. The second you raise the floor.
Right.
Kosher now.
Because now the sukkah.
Saying a halal, how does that make it kosher?
So what we're saying is that there's two different ways of understanding what you're doing here. One way is I'm leaving my defanois as going down to the bottom. I'm just now blocking out from my halal. I've removed halal from the sukkah. And being that the sukkah is halal sukkah tanan, so therefore my halal is less than 20. Even though my sukkah is above 20, but it doesn't bother me. It's the halal has to be more than 20. I'll tell you nafkaminas. We'll discuss numerous nafkaminas. Nafkamina perhaps will be as follows. Shaila is, can a person be mimavatel afar to his sukkah on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. What? Why would you not be allowed to do it on Yom Tov? If you're just coming to be Mamayit Halal, is there anything wrong with being Mamayit Halal on Yom Tov? No. If you're coming to make Karka, is there anything wrong with making Karka on Yom Tov? It's Isser Baina. Says Rabbeinu Manoyach, you cannot be Mavatel, Tevin, and offer to your Sukkah on Yom Tov because it's Isser Baina. You're over Isser Baina. You just made Karka. You're building. You can't build on Yom Tov. If you understand, I'm not making karka. All I'm doing is I'm just trying to minimize the airspace in my sukkah. So that's not boina. I'm not building anything. I'm just blocking out.
Why does that make it kosher?
What is just blocking out?
Yeah.
Because if we say the problem is in the din of sukkah is halal sukkah tanan, which means that the isser of having above 20 is that you can't have a halal of 20. So I don't have a halal of 20. I made a funny sukkah. Walls bigger than 20 and a halal less than 20. That's the question of the Me'iri. So how does that help there, according to Rabbah?
My sukkah then.
My sukkah doesn't start there.
It does.
No.
Why is it not kosher?
Why is it not kosher?
Because it has to be under 20.
The halal has to be under 20. The halal
starts there.
No, it doesn't. I have a hole. I can make a hole in the middle of my sukkah if it's not part of my halal. If I could somehow do that, I could empty the halal from the top, empty the halal from the bottom. It's an interesting thing. I managed to do that. I made that there's no halal here. I was mevato this. This halal doesn't exist. So where does my sukkah start? It might start at the bottom, but there's no halal.
You still have tikkun. You have a tikkun on Shabbos.
Masakin mona.
Yeah, you're not okay. So it's not baina, but it's a different issue.
Because you're being masakin the sukkah.
Okay, so baina for baina,
yeah.
Not right.
Yeah.
Just it's a halachic.
What did you say?
You're only making it like a halacha sukkah. So it was the same binyan.
Yeah, that's still be tikkun mona though. If you're making something kosher, like being toivolet, it might be isn't an isser. Yeah, so it might depend on what the isser would be, whether or not how he's doing it. And maybe there'd be another isser. But the Menu Manoich says the isser boina. The isser boina is only if you're making it into.
Why isn't the isser boina building sukkah?
You're not building. The question is, that's maybe tikkun mana. It's not building. I'm not being boina. Right? I'm just. Okay. Perhaps we can understand the beer on the machlokes between Rashi and the Rif. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying what we're doing over here is when the bittel is trying to make this into karka. I'm trying to make this into karka. Rashi, according to Rashi, I'm not trying to make it into karka b'chal. That's not my intention. I'm just trying to make that. I'm minimizing the halal of the sukkah. Memele Rashi says, any time I'm trying to be mamayit the halal, it's just a question of how long I need the mir halal for. As all the rishis from all the rishayim, whether it's talking about the kri or it's talking about b'negeid Shabbos, it's just a question of mir halal. But what according to Rabbeinu Chananel is a different sugya. Our sugya is a sugya of making it into karka. How do I make it into karka? It has to be a bittul la'olam. The fizeh, perhaps we can explain a different machlokes between, or a nuance between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. What's the problem in karmen ktsasos? Why in karmen ktsasos not good? Rashi says, she'ein soifo la'niach sham kol zayin, v'bnei hefsid memaynai. Because he's not going to leave it there, because of hefsid memaynai. It's too much loss of money. Rabbeinu Chananel says a different nusach. Ben Elchan says, "What's the problem?" He says, "She'ein adam noisin karmen ksasos b'makom ofer va'avonim." A person doesn't put karmen ksasos in the place of ofer is dirt and avonim is stones. What does Rabbeinu Chananel mean? A person doesn't place karmen ksasos b'makom ofer va'avonim. It could be he means he's afraid of hefsid mammon. He doesn't say hefsid mammon. Rashi says hefsid mammon. It could be he means something else. No. He means that. What is a floor made out of?
Offer
and stones. That's a floor. You don't make a floor out of pillows and blankets. That's not a floor. You could even maybe read it when he says bimokim, it means in instead of. Ain't on the nice and karmic says bimokim instead of upper and avonim. That's not a floor. It's very nice. You know what? Maybe you'll leave it here forever. Maybe we trust you. We believe you. But it doesn't make a difference. This can't be a floor. This is not a Tevin. Tevin could be a floor. Afar could be a floor. But karmic sauces are not floor. It's just not what it is. Rashi is saying the problem is we don't believe you. You're going to leave it there. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbeinu Chanano, the problem is maybe it's not that we don't believe you. It's we believe you. It's just it's not going to help. And it's very meduic. I'll show you a dig.
You still have the chalal.
But he's not trying to meet the Mimai Techal. He's trying to make that it's karka. Yeah. What Yitzchak's asking is that tape Kaleos Rashi's din. You have to not. Yeah. We'll have to see. We'll see in a second.
I'll explain that.
Yeah.
Then it seems that there's nothing between Rashi and Rabbi Chanano regarding Tevin, because Tevin might be removed because your animals are going to eat it. So for Rashi.
So we'll have to see. We'll get to Tevin. We'll have to see how to deal with Tevin when we get to
it. It's funny how the Gemara said, but the title speaks of it's not a person. It has something to do with.
Very good. So it's going to depend right now on how to deal with Butler Dites of Koladam. But it can sign that this is going to be a whole different pshat in the Gemara, Rabbi Isai. And if it's very meduyik, what does the Gemara say? Ha'isa Gemara Masim Amma. Ubala Maita Bekarmak Sosas, Loave Miut. If Afagav de Bitlinu, Mishum de Butler Dites of Koladam. Afagav de Bitlinu, it doesn't work. What doesn't work? Avagab de bitlinu, the bitl doesn't work, or the miut doesn't work. In other words, he's mevatel. Then we say shkayach. You know, the bitl's garnished, or you're mevatel it. Very nice, but the miut is garnished. What does it mean? Rashi says avagab de bitlinu luchol shiva butla daitzei tzokol adam ve'ein bitulai bitl. The bitl's nishkin bitl. Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look carefully, he says, "Avagav bitlinu loy havi miut, loy havi miut." What's the difference? Rashi is saying, "Listen, he's saying I'm leaving it here. We don't trust you. You can't. Your bittel's not a bittel. You people do not. A person does not leave it there. Mifnei hefsid memoine. If you would leave it there, you'd be good. Because if it's there, you're mamayt the chalal. That's all you have to do is mamayt the chalal. So if it stays there, we're good." What's Rabbeinu Chananel saying? Even if you do leave it there, Shain, he's going to leave it there. We trust you, you're going to leave it there. It doesn't help. Ein miut or miut, because it's lamaisa, this is not karka. This can't be karka. So I trust your bittul. I believe you're going to leave it there. Nafkamina, perhaps could be, though. Elam is bringing up. What happens if a person has very dirty pillows and blankets? Mamish shmatas.
Go my karka.
So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not karka. This is not karka. This does not become karka. This is not karka. According to Rashi, are we worried about hefsid mamonai? He's not. This is the only thing he has to use it for. He has nothing else to use it for. It's mamish.
Maybe Rabbeinu Chananel said it's no longer pillows now. If it's so dirty, it's not.
Yeah, but it's not afra. Yeah, it's I don't know. Pillow. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, maybe Rashi
I'm not sure.
Say
could be.
Data.
What?
Maybe Rashi would say the bottle of data.
What do you mean?
Everyone's saying the other example. Let's say the guy's very wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah, but very wealthy is the pshat. The dover be'etzem is that's not for something to put it there. Over here, this is dirty, so this is not something a person has a use for. Lamaisa, it's not karaka. He doesn't have a use for it. But another shaila, interesting shaila would be, what about a rug? Rabbi Yoshev asked the shaila, what about a rug? And a person used a rug to be a ma'ite sukkah. I guess he'd have to have a pretty thick rug, or it's a very, very small margin that he has to cover.
Or a few rugs.
What?
Or a few rugs.
Or a few rugs. Because a mattress is not meant to be on the floor.
Right, but
a rug is meant to be walked on.
No one cares about the bottom of the mattress. No one cares about the top of the mattress.
But you're going to walk on the mattress.
A
person doesn't walk on a mattress. A person walks on a rug. A rug is meant to be there. So he says, according to Rashi, he says, Rabbi Yashiv, for sure it's going to work. Why? He says, because it's normal to leave a rug in place for 7 days. Right? Even though he says it's not normal to leave a rug there forever, because you're going to have to air out the rug. But it's normal to leave it there for 7 days. Mashenkin, according to Rabbeinu Chananel.
Why not?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
You leave it on the floor.
You put a person that picks it up, right?
But still, you leave it on the floor.
Yeah, so that's the shaila. If the maisa, but it's
not a blanket.
It's kavu on the floor.
It's not kavu on the floor.
It's meant to be on the floor.
But it's meant to be picked up afterwards. You don't leave it there forever. So Yesh Lachkor, he's not sure himself, Rabbi Yoshev. He says maybe it would work.
What?
What? Yeah, so like Karaka, he's saying like this. It is, it's a derech to put it, b'mokom etzim v'avonim. Or b'nachom, I'm sorry, upper v'avonim.
Not instead of.
Yeah.
You have permanent carpets.
You don't build with carpets. You don't build with carpets. You have permanent rugs. Carpeting, but not carpets. No, carpet is something that you pick up, like a Persian rug. Yeah. Rug. It's not rugs. We mean rugs. Rugs. You say use the word rug.
According to Rashi, at the end of Yantiv, your pillows and blankets were there.
According to Rashi, it won't be good. Yeah.
Even if it was there,
because we don't see it as it's part of the halal. According to Rashi, if you would glue it there, for example, if you glue it there, according to Rashi, it probably would be good because there's no hefsimam. It's glued there already. It's not.
Even if you would glue it, it's still about the late kolada.
Not anymore.
You being without of 7 days, you're not going to.
But once it's dirty, I have glue as being like dirty. It's dirty. There's no point in it. The cheftza has no point of picking it up anymore.
But Rashi brings out two problems. Rashi says, if you're going to put it in there, they're going to claim to leave it there, then you got the problem that we don't trust you. Yeah. And then even if you're battle it and we do trust you that you're going to leave it there, you got the problem of battle that way. Rashi has it separate.
The shaila is, what does batla daita tzokolada mean? If Rashi means we don't believe you.
No, we believe you.
I'm not sure if that's the pshat in Rashi. That's what I mean. I'm not sure. The achrayim are. I'm a stopic of how Rashi learns Batla Daita Itzel Kol Adam. According to Rabbi Nachanan, that's for sure what it means. But according to Rashi, it could mean that we don't believe you.
If it's only a pshat, we don't believe you, then at the end of the day, your stuff was there for the whole yantar. Why can't I say it was good?
So no, because not Mamayat the Halal.
What?
Because then it wasn't Mamayat the Halal. We never saw this.
It was Mamayat the Halal.
But it wasn't.
The reason why it wasn't Mamayat the Halal is because we don't believe you.
No, if I put something there that gratis stayed there the whole time, is that Mamayat the Halal?
It should be.
No, it's not. No. My Lechalal means that I don't have space. The space is not here. I have space. I got it and use it.
Right.
That's not my Lechalal.
Mita is metalflin even if you don't move it.
What'd you say?
Mita is metalflin even though you never move it.
Right. Correct. Right. Yeah, so Rabbi said it could be that this is going to be the Bira Machlekes here between Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi. What's going to be interesting to try to figure out is there's another Machlekes here, seems to be a Machlekes Rishonim, as to whether or not the Bitlo has to be Bepeh or not. Rashi says he's Bitloi Bepiv Leshiv. The Bitlo he's doing Bepeh. Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't say that. What does it mean? What does Rashi mean, bitul bepeh? The Rishonim are bothered. What does Rashi mean, bitul bepeh?
I'm saying, what does it mean, peh and
machshav? Well, on the surface, peh means that I spoke it out, and machshav means I thought it. What? It's in certain places it's better. For example, menugeh to neder, to a dvarim shebelev. There are certain things that. Yeah, does anyone have to hear you over here, David? Does someone have to hear you? Or I'm just saying it. What? Doesn't say anyone has to hear you. So what does that mean? So yeah, you have to be mighty from Dvarim Shebelev. You have to know Dvarim Shebelev. It's an interesting thing. This bepeh is very. The Rishonim grapple with it, and Rabbi Nachman doesn't say bepeh. So perhaps. So it's more of a Gemiras Das. It's more of a Gemiras. If I say something, it's more of a Gemiras Das for me. So some of the Achroinim learn, that's what Rashi holds over here, is you need more of a Gemiras Das. And they say, explain why. Because I'm only putting it here for how long? So am I forgetting about it? No, I plan on coming back to it. If I plan on coming back to it, I have to like really speak out. I'm not touching it. If I don't do that, then we don't trust you because you're probably going to pick it up. If you like said, okay, this is here for good, then you're putting it out of mind. But because Rashi holds that it's only Shiva, then Rashi says Bipif could be. I was thinking perhaps another Nakuda. Maybe Rashi doesn't. The Pnei Yeshua says maybe Rashi doesn't really mean Lepiv. He doesn't mean Mamash Lepiv. So what does Rashi mean to say? He just means the following thing. The Gemara is going to speak about Tevin Ve'eno Asad Lefanoisai. Tevin Ve'eno Asad Lefanoisai. What does that mean? Tevin, I'm not going to take it away. So what's the difference between Tevin Ve'eno Asad Lefanoisai and Tevin Obitlai? What's the difference? So according to Rabbeinu Chanan, we'll have to see perhaps the difference is bitloy means le'olam. And in us, lefanoise means I'm not taking it away. For now, it's clear I'm not taking it away. But what's the difference according to Rashi? If they're both l'shiva, maybe Enos Lefanoise is, it means that he doesn't have a conscious das not to take it away, but he has no plans to take it away. And Bitloy means he's saying, I'm not taking it away. Doesn't mean he's saying it with his mouth, it just means it's conscious. It's a conscious thought, I'm not taking it. Therefore, Rashi has to, when he says Bepiv, he doesn't mean Dafka Bepiv. He just means that this is something that he's deciding. I'm not taking it. That's what bittul means.
People wouldn't move.
What?
In a facility of nice that other people wouldn't move such a tevin.
No, it's he's not. No. No. He's not.
Because if people move it, then you still have to.
It's not. It's not. He won't move it.
Why don't you say batul daita? It's a kodim.
Because batul daita is only a karmic sasas.
If it's something that people move, they're not.
No, some people do. Some people don't. But he won't. It's a tevin is something that some people do. Some people don't. He's not gonna move it. Doesn't mean that it's not batul daita. Karm says everyone moves.
You could say that, for example, would be that like someone who deals with cows, he has hay, so
right.
You put in a sukkah, he might take it.
Right.
For example,
right.
A rabbi builds a sukkah,
right.
There.
Right. He doesn't have any other use for it, so he's not as the fanoisa. Kenzai. I have to see, Beis Hashem, hopefully, tonight, I talk about the stira and the ritva. I'd like to talk about it tonight. There's the ritva, is a pelvic, a stira, whether or not you need piv, and why you would need piv, and the ritva mamish puts us in a whole pretzel, which we'll try to talk about it tonight, Beis Hashem. Akoponim, this here is the machloikas, could be the machloikas Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Chanan, how to understand what the bittul is. Rashi seems to say the bittul is only in the halal. Rashi is going to be shver, the Miri's kasha. The Miri asked, how does this shtim with Rava? How does this shtim with Rava? The Miri said it shtims with Rava because you're mamayit, not the halal sukkah, but you're lifting up the ground. He said, so first of all, I don't even know if Rashi Paskin's like Rava. Maybe Rashi Paskin's like Rava. We had a smach Rashi Paskin like Rava. Because Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara, Rashi, when the Gemara says, Mavoi compares Mavoi to Sukkah, Maishnach, Maishnach, Asim. Rashi says, because the reason of Mavoi is Leman Yedu. The reason of Sukkah is Diaraisa Leman Yedu. He said, why is Rashi saying Leman Yedu? Maybe Rashi Paskin's as Leman Yedu. That's Rabba, not Rava. Maybe Rashi Taka Paskin's like Rabba. That's great. So our Sukkah is like, maybe Rashi holds our Sukkah Shalom Libede Ilchasa. That's what the Rabban holds. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Piskei Shmoy, same by base medrash. This was Hak in the base medrash. In a Hanami, it's not Nagaya Lochala Maisa. Anyway. But this is what they were hacking about. So this Rashi's bringing it. Maybe that's what Rashi says. It's Piskei Shmuis. We said Piskei Shmuis. We said last night. It's Mashmah. It's a Psak. If it's a Psak, so then it would be a problem. Unless that's what they paskin. Yeah. Maybe it's Machlokas in the Beis Medrash. Yeah. Rabba and Rabba. Yeah. Chanami. Tov. Okay. Rabbeisai, the other shaila that was brought up here from the Meiri is the shaila of whether or not there's an issue of tasev lo mina asui. The Meiri asked the question that how could you be mamayid from the bottom? L'choira. In order for a sukkah to be good, it has to be. You have to make a sukkah. What's an example where you're not making a sukkah? Gemara says a choytet begodish. A person digs into a haystack, and he doesn't put the schach on top. He just makes a hole in the haystack. It's going to be good. It's pasul because tasev lo min asui. So over here also lechayro, you should have a problem of tasev lo min asui. That's the Miri's kasha. Comes along the Miri and says a teretz. Shadows, what exactly is the Meiri's teretz? But the Meiri says, it's not a problem, because the Maisa, I put the schach on. And because I put the schach on, did I do an asiya of putting on the schach? Yes. So afterwards, you have a psul in the, because it's the Maila Maestrim. Anytime that it was originally I put the schach on, the fact that afterwards I'm going to be mesalik the psul al yaday, Maisa acher, is not a problem. Because the psul is baloi mitzad acher, and the Miri proves it. What's his proof? By choytet begodish. Let's say there was already an airspace of a tefach. And then I dug to make it deeper. Is the sukkah within airspace of a tefach? Is that kosher sukkah of a tefach high?
No.
So how can I dig afterwards? Why is that good? Why don't you say tasev lo min asoy? What do I see? Because there's not a problem with my schach. There's a problem with something else. So I took care of the problem on the side. That's the Miri says. It sounds like from the Miri that there's no problem of tasev lo min asoy as long as the chisaron is not in the schach. And if it happens on its own, it's going to be okay. For example, let's say I have a sukkah. I have schach, that's one tefach big. And then an animal comes and digs out the rest of it. Or it gets blown out by the wind. It's going to be kosher. I made the sukkah, one tefach high, and then the wind blows away the rest of it. Is it going to be kosher? L'choyra, if I put up the schach, it should be kosher. There's no problem tasim and avlam and asui. Because kol sha osa schach ketikunai machmas atzmai l'shem sukkah v'achar kach your machshir is a psul abola mitzad acher, it should be okay. But if you look the way the sukkah schaim brings Rabbein Avram in Ahar, it seems to be saying differently. Rabbein Avram in Ahar says, and I want to be medayikin in the Miri also, says that that's not why it's mutter over here. He says, af al pi, loshon of the Rabbein Avraham Minahar. Af al pi shloi osa maisa b'schach atzmai. Osa maisa lachshiroi. En kant mishum tasa b'lo min asoi. What does it mean, osa maisa lachshiroi? La maisa, how did this thing become kosher? I made it kosher. Because I made it kosher, so is this a problem of tasev eloi min ha'asui? No, because I made it kosher. I did a maisa to make it kosher. Frekt yosef tzvi, so then what's with the chaytit begadish? I also made it kosher. I dug in, so why is that a problem? Tasev eloi min ha'asui. So the chayr, if you look carefully in the Meiri is saying that there's two different dinim of maisa. There's one din, I have to do a maisa in the schach. And there's another din I have to do a maisa in the sukkah. The Miri's lashon is kol she'osa aschach kitikunoi machmas atzmai. I made the schach. V'achar kach oise maisa lahachshir es apsul. I do a maisa to be machshir et habola mitzad acher. Afo pishen oise maisa beguf aschach ein ze mishum tasa lo menasoi. Because I made a maisa in the schach and I made a maisa to fix the sukkah. But what happens if I make a maisa to fix a sukkah and I don't make a maisa in the schach? Is it going to be good? No. What happens if I make a maisa in the schach and I don't make a maisa to fix the sukkah? Is it going to be good? No. So I would come out the following thing. Let's say I have a sukkah that is above 20 and the wind blows teven into my sukkah. I go, oh, that's great. Let it stay there. Is it going to be kosher? The wind blows teven into my sukkah. I wasn't memaided. The wind was memaided. It's going to be kosher. No? Unless the bittul is called a maisa. Yeah. Esem no. I'd say what a nafkamina is. I think it is a nafkamina. Can a child put the karmic ksasas into your sukkah? I'd like to suggest that a child can't do it because he's making the sukkah. And a sukkah has to be made by a gadol. Who's asa maisa? The maisa has to be made l'shem mitzvah sukkah. This is the maisa that's making the sukkah. I ask you a question, my friends. Someone builds a sukkah above 20. Now, and then he's been made with karmic ksasos. Now with karmic, with teven and kash, teven and offer. According to the Shalmi, they make a bracha on making a sukkah. When do you make the bracha? When you built it above 20? Or when you put in the offer? When would you make the bracha? What?
When you start building.
When you start building it?
You put the puzzle
sukkah.
Sukkah. You build it. The chayra, you can't make a bracha until the sukkah is kosher.
You only make a bracha after when you build a sukkah.
Or you make it right before you make it kosher. It's over last yasan. But if you're building the sukkah, let's say I'm building the sukkah for 3 days. You're a schlepper like me, right? So you can't make a bracha. I'm not. I have half a sukkah over here. I can't make a bracha. I didn't finish the sukkah. The bracha is only when with the completion of the sukkah, either or even last yeltsin the completion of the sukkah, or right after you finish the sukkah, right before you finish the sukkah, but with the completion of the sukkah. So do I do that when I build a sukkah above 20, or when I put in the karmic sauces, or put in the eight, the tevin, what after? If it's a sukkah that's psul, it's going to be bracha levatal. So lechayra, I'm making the sukkah when I'm putting in the tevin and the afar. So lechayra, a katan can't do it. Lechayra is going to have to be done by a gadol. Cotton can happen. So why not? Because he can't make the sukkah. So what we're saying over here is this is also called making. There's two different. There's two dinim of making. There's dinim of putting on the schach and dinim of being machshir the sukkah. Who has to be machshir the sukkah? The God has to machshir the sukkah. So lechayra, that's what he's saying.
That's only if you hold like shittas rabba though. If you hold like shittas rabba, why is it a problem?
What do you
mean? Your sukkah lives and dies by its schach. He said so. There's a problem, if the schach is completely kosher, there's just a problem in the Gefanos, like you said, by Rava,
right.
Then why can't the child put it on karmic sauces?
Because even it's a problem in the Gefanos, but you, but what,
okay,
what Miri is saying is that you have to do a Maisa in order to be Machshir, that's why it's considered Sukkos Tasa, because you did a Maisa. So if the Maisa has to be done, it has to be a Maisa of a Gadol, not
so
a Maisa of a Kotz.
It's not a problem in the schach.
Only because it's a Maisa. Not because you don't need a Maisa. That's what we say. We were Medaik from the Rabbin of Raminahar. It's a Maisa to be Machshir. Who does a Maisa to be Machshir a Sukkah? Only a Gadol, not a Katan. If it happens by the Ruach, it doesn't work. If it happens by a Katan, it's not going to work. And he's a Maisa Lachshir, a Sukkah's Tasa. That's when you're going to make the Bracha. If you're going to make the Bracha then how could you make a Bracha if you're not making the Sukkah? That's when you're making the Bracha, is when you're being Machshir the Sukkah. So the Chor has to be done by a Gadol. Yeah.
Right, not in the Meiri where you're talking about the schach as well. The chayra, if you're making a sukkah that's more than 20, and you're gonna have to put in the dirt and the hay on the bottom afterwards, your katan could put on like the schach.
No, I can't put on the schach either.
Why not?
Because we said you need two things.
Even in the
they're gonna say the same thing. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to have to continue with this Beis Hashem. Hopefully tonight, I'd like to discuss the Ritva, and then we'll get into Sunday in the sugya of Ein Asid Lefanoisai. How does that work? What's the comparison to these two things? Beis Hashem, continue with that. I just want to finish with a quick thought on the parasha. The pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha, it says that Aaron HaKoyin is supposed to light the menorah. Daber al Aaron amarte elov b'haloischeh saneiros al mul pnei ha-menorah ye'iru shiva saneiros. Aaron's lighting the menorah. V'yas kein Aaron. And Aaron, so Aaron did. Al mul pnei ha-menorah hel ha-neirosel. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. That's what he did, like Moshe commanded him. Like Hashem commanded to Moshe. Rashi says, "Vayas kein Aaron." Says Rashi, famous Rashi, the Hagid Shvachu shel Aaron shelo yishina. This is the shvach. This is the praise of Aaron that he hasn't changed. So this is a famously difficult Rashi. What does Rashi mean? The Hagid Shvachu shel Aaron shelo yishina. Why would we think Aaron would change? Why would we think Aaron would deviate from what he was told to do? But that's the shvach of Aaron. Aaron, I'll tell you what, Aaron's great. Aaron listens to instructions. I'm talking about Aaron. Talking about the Shushbina de Matrinusa. He's considered to be Aaron. Is one of the Shushbizin. Aaron Akoyan is Sphirus. What? He listened to directions. Listened to instructions. What does it mean? Like a shvach shel Aaron shel Yishina. So the Kotzker. Kotzker has one mahalach. He speaks about how hard it is for a person to stay in the lines. It's very hard for people. Whenever there's a line, they like to step out of the line. It's like there's a big taiva to just, you know, people have, he says, that's the taiva people have of graffiti. They want to like make their mark. It's like, here, this is me. I can't, you can't tell me what to do because then where am I? What am I? Like, yeah, I have to, you know, those people that always make those extra knetches when they're singing, like in the Magen Avos, they want to do that. Oh, there I am. That's me. I can do that. And I can do this. It's like, why don't you just do what everyone else does? No, because I need to be me. So Aaron had to, like, there's a big taiva. We don't. So the Kotzker says, but the Svasemis is something different. It says the Svasemis. It doesn't mean that he followed the instructions. It means Imagine the way Aaron HaKohen first lit the menorah the first time. Imagine that, the first time that the menorah is being lit. Imagine the dveikus and the slavus and the kavanas and the simcha and everything that was going into the hatlokas ha-menorah and the mishkan and his mamish. This is the first time he got the tzivur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the, from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's mamish. He was like so exciting and it was like so fresh. That was the first time he lit the menorah. What about 10 years later and he's still lighting the menorah? What was the menorah look like then? So then we can imagine that then already it was like, you know, okay, you gotta light the menorah, okay, when can we get this over with already? And you know, he goes up, he lights it quickly, he goes down, you know, tries to light two at the same time, or you know, he's just gonna like see how he could get it done with. Like it's shvacha shel Aaron HaKohen shel Ishina. Aaron HaKohen had the same slavos and the same bren that he had when he started the menorah, to all the way decades later when he was still lighting the menorah. Aaron lit the menorah for years and years, the same bren. The Satmar Rav says, Pshat, and we say, Hein goalti eschem acheres kereshes, lios lachem leilukim. Says the Satmar Rav, Hein goalti eschem, you want to know when the gula is going to come? Acheres kereshes, when your acheres is like your eshes. Everyone starts off, everyone's fired up, they're pumped up, yeah, I'm going to do it, this man is going to be awesome, I'm going to learn, I'm going to chazer, I'm going to write, I'm going to make it. But at the end of this man, people already are like burnt out, and they're like trying to cut corners, and Hein goalti eschem, acheres kereshes, lios lachem leilukim. Like when a person stays strong, and even in the acheres, his mamish is the same frishkeit of the reishes. We'll be zochet to gula shleim. I'm here with you, man.
So the test is left hand me that I make like 8 Kinesis Magnavis. His problem is that he doesn't see it.